Hey, I'm Miles.
And I'm Yusuf.
And you're listening to FXW Podcast. Hashtag
sponsor. Before we start, we got some jokes for you.
Have you ever heard of climate change?
More like climate strange.
Why did the cloud date the fog?
Because he was so down to earth.
What do clouds wear under their clothes?
Thunderwear. First up, we got Maeve, Kayla, and Megan, and they're going to talk to you about plastic in the ocean.
It's pretty windy on the beach this morning.
Maybe this local can help us around Liverpool. Excuse me, miss?
Hold on, what's in the ocean?
Maybe plastic?
Plastic? What?
I heard out of 14 billion pounds of trash, much of it is plastic, which gets dumped into the ocean each year. It's very sad.
Wow. In class, I learned that recycling plastic can save twice as much energy rather than burning it in the incinerator.
How about the sea animals? Plastic can kill 1 million animals each year.
Here's a tissue. What can we do to help?
Well, at restaurants, we can refuse plastic straws in the plastic lids that they give out.
I agree. Good advice.
One of the bigger questions is,
how can you help save the environment?
Now we're going to listen to some jokes with Jokester Jonah and Hilarious Hugh.
Hi, it is Hilarious Hugh. So this one time I was looking at the sky, and it was really blue. And my eyes are blue. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, I am the sky. And in 10 years because of pollution, my friend you, Jokester Jonah, will be the sky. Because his eyes are brown.
Now it is Jokester Jonah and I will be telling you some more jokes. Maybe Santa should have given the naughty kids solar panels, not coal. Now this one is more of a sad fact than a joke. Only in America do we accept weather predictions from a rodent, but deny climate change evidence from scientists.
Now with the interesting interviews with Valentina, Andy, and Sophia.
Hi, here's the news.
Mother Nature, what are the three things we need to know about you?
First, I'm not the cause of global warming. Second, I'm 4.54 billion years old. And finally, 70% of Earth's people are responsible for their own actions.
What would you say could help Mother Nature live as long as she can?
Maybe we can make electric cars more affordable.
Maybe we can. Let's have a talk with the CEO of Tesla.
Well, we can, but how will we make our money? That's all that matters these days.
No, it's not. It's cutting down trees and letting you humans die faster. Money doesn't matter if you're dead now, does it?
Well, that is true. So what do you think, Mr. CEO of Tesla?
Well, I suppose that is true.
You know it's true, Tesla. Once you die, money won't even matter to you.
Yeah, who knows what money and the Earth would look like in 2,000 years.
Well, can't you just make it affordable for people who don't have that much money and make the rich people pay the normal price?
But that isn't fair at all. Now, how would you like it if everyone else is paying less than you?
We could build a car that's electric, but without the special features.
And the people with less money can buy that one.
Well, it looks like my job here is done.
Mine too. I need to go and invent that car.
Well, guys, that's it for Mother Nature, Mr. CEO of Tesla, and a little kid.
Bye!
Now we send it over to Craig and Sean with interesting interviews.
Wait, didn't we just do this?
No, it's another group.
Oh.
Hello and welcome to Interesting Interviews. My name is Sean and I am interviewing Craig about the environment. How are Australian wildfires more dangerous than any other?
Australian wildfires are much more dry, therefore the fires are able to spread very quickly, making them the most dangerous.
That explains it. On to the next concept, pollution. How much pollution gets put into the world?
About 14 billion pounds of garbage are dumped into the ocean every year. 5.5 billion tons of carbon is released into the atmosphere every year. And 683 million tons of waste is in the world right now.
Plus, there's light pollution and nurdle pollution.
Whoa, that's a lot of pollution. Say, what's nurdle and light pollution?
Light pollution often happens in cities because in cities there's usually so much light emitting from buildings that you can't see the stars. Nurdles are little pellets that are the building blocks of plastic products, and it's awful when they get into the ocean because they release deadly toxins and some sea animals mistake them for food.
Awful indeed. That about concludes our segment. Thank you for listening and have a good day.
Now we welcome Annie, Lucy, and Marin
at the Vocabulary Theater Troupe at the County Fair Grocery Store.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is the toilet paper here biodegradable?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
I don't mean to eavesdrop, but what is biodegradable?
A biodegradable object is an object that is able to slowly break down into very small pieces by natural processes.
Hey, that reminds me. I know of another word that starts with bio, biodiversity.
Wait, doesn't bio mean life?
Exactly.
Biodiversity means the variety of life. For example, all kinds of mosses, fungi, mushrooms, and more.
Now that we're talking about environmental words, I know one too.
What is it?
It's carbon monoxide.
What did you say?
Carbon monoxide. I'll show you. See that car over there? The engine in that car is carbon monoxide. Because it is in an enclosed space, it could cause CO points.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Well, I have to go home. I'm going to test this toilet paper to see if it is biodegradable.
Now we're going to pollution in the ocean with Molly, Ellen, and Carson.
Hi, we're Molly,
Carson,
and Ellen. Today we're here talking about pollution in the ocean because it's a really big topic.
In my opinion, one of the most shocking things about our topic is how much trash is in the ocean.
Around 14 billion pounds are in there.
What?
But in most places, 80% of it has been collected.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but I heard that millions of animals are being hurt, such as seals, whales, dolphins, seabirds, fish, crab, and turtles. Did you know that plastic has a lot of chemicals in it, which can make it more likely for the animals to eat it to get diseases?
The good thing is if we keep doing good things for the Earth, that would likely take 5 years to clean up the ocean.
Here are some things that we can do to keep it at 5 years. You can reduce your use of single-use plastic and make sure to recycle properly.
Participate in beach or river cleanups.
And spread the word!
Here are some crazy animals you didn't know about with Aaron, Paolo, and Lenny.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Lenny.
Hey, don't forget me, I'm Paolo. And this segment is Animal Time. And we'll be talking about crazy animals you probably didn't even know existed.
Like what animals?
Well, the first animal we have is the depressed blobfish.
This animal is pink and has a slimy-like texture.
Well, that's interesting, but a weirder one is a side antelope. It looks like a deer.
With double horns and an elephant nose.
That's weird, but this one is beautiful. It's a Glaucus atlanticus.
The glado what? But this amazing sea slug actually feasts on the deadly Portuguese jellyfish.
Oh yeah, it looks like a mini dragon with six plant-like flippers.
And it's brightly colored blue.
But this one is scary. It's the famous and creepy goblin shark.
But this scary creature has been around for 125 million years.
The last one is the Venezuela poodle moth.
This one was discovered in 2009. It either makes you run away or say, aww.
Well, that's the end of our list for crazy and weird creatures.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope you enjoyed.
That's all the time for we have for today, folks. Now starting off, FXW Podcast with Yusuf and Miles.
Peace out, y'all.